Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many Muslim Americans will tell you this is a tough time for them. From terrorism fears to President Trump's temporary travel ban, many feel besieged by discrimination and misunderstanding. So, a Lebanese American and Muslim in New Hampshire is trying to clear up some of the misunderstandings with dialogue. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks checked out the dialogues called Ask a Muslim Anything.
That's what Robert Ozzie calls these meetings, Ask a Muslim Anything, which he's been leading at community centers, churches, and town halls across New Hampshire.
Wow. Good evening. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be on you.
Ozzie is a veteran photojournalist who spent years in the Middle East after growing up in New Hampshire, where there are very few Muslims. On a recent evening in the town of Dublin, in the southwestern part of the state, he told a small audience that he started these conversations a year and a half ago because of what he saw as growing Islamophobia. So he decided to address people's fears and questions head on.
You know, I challenge you to ask me challenging. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Among the questions on this evening, why are so many people in this country afraid of Muslims?
It's really interesting to me about why people are fearful.
Ozzie traces it back to 9/11, which he says encouraged the false impression that that's when Muslims suddenly arrived in America, when in fact they've been here for centuries. And he argues that the fear was ginned up by the birthers, who falsely claimed that President Obama was a Muslim who wasn't even born in America, chief among them Donald Trump, who Ozzie says exploited that fear all the way to the White House.
And he's running for president by painting a crescent on my forehead and a target on my back. And therefore, all Muslims must be foreign. All Muslims must be terrorists. And this is when I started getting the calls.
The threatening phone calls came with a hate mail, so this is personal for Ozzie. But he's convinced that hearing directly from an American Muslim like him, someone who reveres America's pluralistic traditions and his faith, is the best way to break down intolerance. A few nights later, at the community church in the neighboring town of Harrisville, Ozzie gets this question from Jack Calhoun.
Why don't we hear more condemnation of terrorism in the name of Islam from the Muslim community?
Because you're not listening.
Ozzie points out that Muslims from Tehran to Istanbul to New York denounced the 9/11 attacks, while scores of prominent Muslims around the world have condemned ISIS. But Ozzie argues those stories are too often overlooked in the current climate.
Muslims denouncing terrorism and violence didn't fit the kind of binary narrative that had taken hold in this country of us versus them. You know, there's this great prayer in the Muslim community saying, please, God, don't let it be a Muslim. I don't think you share that prayer. When you heard of Dylann Roof killing the worshipers in Mother Emanuel Church, I suspect there weren't very many of you saying, please, God, don't let it have been Christian. And yet everyone turns to the Muslim as though it's part of us.
Ozzie acknowledges that Islam has a problem with fundamentalism, but he points out so does Christianity, and he accepts that too many Muslim cultures oppress women.
Do I condone the condition of women in Muslim or most Muslim majority countries? I'd say absolutely not. I don't condone it. I think they live a terrible life and they live under terrible circumstances. And secondly, there is nothing in Islam that supports or embraces that kind of horror or terrorism.
And he argues America has been complicit in propping up some of those regimes. The audience is for the most part sympathetic, welcoming Ozzie's effort to open up a dialogue about Islam.
Well, I think it's essential.
This is Tom Porter, a lawyer, conflict mediator, and a Methodist minister who teaches at Boston University's School of Theology.
And I like his approach that he's just open to saying, I'm not going to tell you all the good things about Islam. I want to answer your questions. I want to be in dialogue with you. I consider him a soulmate.
I really appreciated how he talked about the gentleness of Islam.
This is Janet Selly from Keene, New Hampshire.
It's really important to hear the other side and not just radicalism or the fundamentalists that he talked about. It's important to hear where the belief really stems from.
For his part, Robert Ozzie says these have been tough years for Muslims like him, but he says the positive response to these evenings gives him hope.
And it reinforces in me that these are really good people. The haters aren't here. You know, the haters don't come out. This is sort of a Muslim town hall. I never used that line before, but that's what it is.
Ozzy says he likes hosting these Muslim town halls, but he says he looks forward to the day when they'll no longer be necessary. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.